Vaccinations are in full swing at Austria's biggest vaccination center in Vienna. But around 20% of the population has so far refused to be jabbed. And now the government wants to force them. A broad majority in parliament has passed a new law.
In Austria, we make a clear evaluation that if the healthcare system is in danger, for you, for me, for all of us in the country, then this counts for more than personal rights.
Tens of thousands of Austrians have demonstrated every weekend against COVID restrictions and compulsory vaccinations. Michael Brunner founded a party with the sole purpose of fighting the government's COVID policies. He doesn't believe scientists when they say that vaccines are safe.
Compulsory vaccination is not based on evidence, and there is no way to justify it in legal terms. It's a serious violation of fundamental rights. And right now, there is no justification for violating them.
He predicts thousands of lawsuits will be filed against this law and expects it will never be enforced. Austria is going to great lengths to increase its vaccination rate, handing out free donuts after a first jab and having these special ones to celebrate boosters. But the government is going much further by having vaccinations compulsory, a move that some fear will be counterproductive.
It's risky because you risk losing the people in the middle, the people who might have concerns, they might have hesitations, but they're not anti-vaxxers. So this is a known effect that when a compulsory policy comes in, especially when it's concerned something as important and invasive as a vaccination, then people tend to think, okay, if I'm being forced to do this, there must be something wrong with it, or I'm not going to do it just because I have to.
Austria had mandatory vaccinations before, when children had to be inoculated against smallpox until the 1980s. Now the country will be the first in Europe to do the same for COVID vaccinations, seeing if substantial fines will work, where gentle persuasion has failed. Stepfasen, Al Jazeera, Vienna.